This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. A recent story about Google reminded me of the Dave Eggers novel about a tech company called The Circle. In The Circle, a massive utopian company campus threatens to swallow its employees in a work-life balance nightmare. Well, recently, Google submitted plans for its new massive corporate campus to the planning department of Mountain View, California. From the Dutch and British architect renderings, it looks pretty space age. Our friend at Slate, Will Arimus, has been poring over them.
It looks like a Ringling Brothers circus on steroids. It is a series of dome-like structures, a little bit like circus tents, where the exterior is transparent glass, and inside are these sort of modular offices without roofs that can be moved around and reconfigured. So if they want to stop building self-driving cars in one building and instead use it to, I don't know, sell more ads, they can move out the little self-driving car structures, move in the cubicles or whatever it is they use for ad sales. The whole thing will just be as googly as you might imagine.
If it's googly, that means there will be fitness facilities, places for people to actually sleep and more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in one of these glass circus tents, the plans show a big platform with a ton of people doing yoga. I couldn't quite tell what pose they were in. It was some kind of warrior pose, I'm pretty sure, in these little schematics that Google sent to the city of Mountain View. But there were like 40 of them, and they have this sweeping view of the bay, and it's like they're on display to the entire world, just showing how fit and healthy and really utopian Google employees' lives are.
What does this tell us about how Google will develop as a company, but also the culture that it's continuing to try and create for its employees?
Well, the first thing to know about Google and the other big tech companies in Silicon Valley, when you talk about their offices, they want these to be your second home, maybe your first home. And so it's just a way to try to wring as much productivity out of these employees as they can. You know, the companies are competing on perks. The offices are big selling points when they bring somebody in for an interview. There's such competition for engineering talent in Silicon Valley these days. And Google is trying to keep up with its rivals.
How is the municipality reacting to these tech companies that are trying to build these giant things?
The city of Mountain View in particular is a little wary. It doesn't just want to become a Google company town. I mean, these cities have seen what happens with the tech boom and bust cycle. And when it goes bust, they're left holding all of this empty office space, and it really depresses the economy. And even when things are going well, they're wary because it brings tons of traffic that these suburban cities aren't really equipped to handle. So I think you'll see Mountain View try to scale back Google's ambitions here. They may play Google off of some of the other developers that want this same space. I don't think you'll end up seeing quite the utopian vision that Google has come to reality in Mountain View.
Will Arimus, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.